The rain here in eastern Rwanda is almost 3 weeks overdue, but to the relief of farmers, it is finally being forecast. So today, Vice President Odette Mukankiko has rallied together members of her maize cooperative to start sowing. She is hoping the rainy season will finally kick in and their crop will have enough water to grow.
Because of climate change, our yields are lower. And even when it rains, the maize doesn't grow well.
In these rural areas, planting cycles have always been determined by the seasons. But now, Odette says, rain no longer falls when it should, and traditional farming practices are failing.
We used to start drying the maize in the field, but now it's often raining. When we have good yields and no place to dry them, they will spoil after a month.
Farmers can now lose up to 40% of their harvest due to erratic weather. And if the climate change issues are not addressed quickly, it could cost the country's agriculture sector up to $300 million a year by 2030. So the International Fund for Agriculture Development, or IFAD, and the Rwandan government have teamed up to help minimize these losses. It is part of IFAD's Climate Change Adaptation Program for smallholder farmers. Coordinating the project is John Viegas Asira.
Farmers also, they have the knowledge, they know, and they have some answers to different problems. What I need is that capacity to react on time before it is too late.
To help build that capacity, farmers' cooperatives are now being equipped with modern facilities like this one, where crops can be dried and stored safely, whatever the weather. These centres are also business hubs, linked directly to markets and processing plants where crops are cleaned, processed and stored professionally. Business training is provided so farmers can become market players, capable of delivering large quantities of high-quality produce to both public and private companies. But it is not only crops. Milk production too is being affected by climate change, as Alfred Nisengimana says.
When it rains and we have fodder, we get about 13 liters of milk a day, but we get much less when we have long dry spells.
Rising temperatures are also challenging dairy production. If not kept cool, milk can go off in 2 hours. So now, every morning, farmers take their milk to a hub, this time a milk collecting centre, where it is stored hygienically and refrigerated. Run by cooperatives, members receive steady incomes from sales and have a loan system set up to get through scarce periods. Alfred and Odette are now better prepared for unexpected weather events, and production is improving.
Through maize growing and having access to markets, I started to get more income, and I could afford to get the iron sheets to build this house I'm living in.
This 5-year program aims to provide facilities and know-how to 155,000 more people like Odette, enabling farmers to succeed despite a rapidly changing environment.